USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans have blocked Democrats from introducing a unanimous consent call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Democrats can now bring up the resolution for a vote on Tuesday. When it comes to impeaching the president, articles were introduced on Monday, and Democrats do have the votes. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, it's probably not the best thing to do.
Joe Biden's not going to get anything done if he continues down this path, and neither will the Democrats. All these vendettas against the past, it makes no sense. This should be a time of unity, time of hope for the future, and that's not what the Democrats are doing.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf is stepping down from his post. Wolf had been leading the DHS in an acting capacity since 2019. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An airline crash overseas has people looking for answers.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden says his top priority will be getting more coronavirus vaccinations into the arms of more Americans.
I put together, laying out the plan, the cost of how I want to proceed, the cost of what we have to do to be able to get the entire COVID operation up and running.
After getting his second vaccination in Delaware, Biden again warning that the ongoing outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better. He again urged Americans to wear face masks and social distance. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats have secured enough votes to impeach President Trump for inciting insurrection at the Capitol. When it comes to impeaching the president again, Victor Davis Hanson with the Hoover Institution believes we're going down a very dangerous path.
It's very dangerous in history to ruin the institutions that you may and extremists come to rely on. And what the Democrats did the last 4 years is they redefined impeachment as a vote of no confidence. They took a special counsel and they've empowered that, institutionalized that office. And it is an office now. I think we're going to see some very strange things in 2021. Where the left is going to want the very bulwark and defenses that they destroyed because of they said that Donald Trump was a special case. He may have been, but they tore down their own house, and I think they're going to rue it.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York needs to get its economy going, adding it's not an option to stay shut down until the coronavirus vaccine is fully rolled out.
The cost is too high. We will have nothing left to open. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
The governor agreeing with President Trump by saying the mental health aspect of shutdowns is not sustainable. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.